The first important thing to point out about the dimer is that there is an approximately anti-parallel orientation of the constituent monomers, which causes the N-terminal ends of the two monomers to be close together. This turns out to be a rather important relationship. In part two of this presentation, where I'll show you how the currently unordered N-terminal strands of the histone octamer can be made totally orderly and optimally arranged for DNA binding, we shall see that the precise spacing between the N-terminal alpha helices of the dimer is critical to the structure we shall propose. The C-terminal ends are also relatively close together in the dimer shown here, but not quite as close as the N-terminal ends. The long central helix 2 helices cross approximately in their midpoints, but not exactly so, which is accurately shown in this view. The anti-parallel orientation of the helix 2s is also not exact, but it's clear that they were a lot closer to being anti-parallel than parallel. This structure is maintained by a combination of hydrophobic and ionic interactions, of which the hydrophobic are considerably more important. We'll look at both in a while, but first, let's look at this structure in 3D.